28, verse 1 to verse 6. Amen. Acts chapter 28, verse 1 to verse 6. When I look around, I think things are bad. All of my good days, throw away my bad days. Ashore, we learned that this island was called Malta. The local people were very friendly, and they welcomed us by building a fire because it was raining and it was cold. After Paul had gathered a bundle of wood and put it on the fire, the heat caused a snake to crawl out, and it bit Paul on the hand. When the local people saw the the snake hanging from Paul's hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer. He didn't drown in the sea, but the goddess of justice will kill him anyway." Verse 5 says, Paul shook the snake off into the fire, and it wasn't harmed. The people kept thinking that Paul would either swell up or suddenly drop dead. They watched him for a while, and when nothing happened to Paul, they changed their minds and said, Paul was a god. That's what the five faithful waver lives shall stand forever. Just for a few minutes, I want to preach about it didn't kill me. It didn't kill me. Amen. Didn't kill me. Brothers and sisters, one of the physical features that we commonly admire about each other, for those that possess this beauty, is this thing called dimples. Women are subject, all women are prone to having these dimples. Most people who see dimples in somebody typically view those attributes as something admirable, something that complements the smile, something that adds beauty to their countenance, something that is unique to any human being that has dimples. Some dimples are deep, some dimples are high, some dimples are low. In any context, a man or a woman with dimples will be complimented by their dimples. Y'all roll with me. I'm going somewhere with this. On the flip side, ladies and gentlemen, from a medical standpoint, a dimple is literally a deformity.
All right, come on.
Yeah. It is a medical vernacular called fovea buccalis. It is a deformity in the muscles, tissues, which grow irregular, therefore causing these pits, these dents in the skin, which actually is a hollow place on the opposite side of the dimple. Brothers and sisters, what I am saying parenthetically is that it is really a deformity, but it possesses beauty. From an exterior standpoint, it can become an attractive or an additive to beauty. But from an interior standpoint, it's not supposed to be there. It is a physical deformity in the face, the chin, or any place of the body. This morning, my brothers and sisters, parenthetically, dimples sometimes inform us that there may be some things right about us that some may believe to be wrong about us. That there might be some things that is beautiful in our lives, that is admirable in our lives. But behind the beauty, there rests this sense of deformity. What I'm really trying to get to this morning is that what really looks wrong with you is sometimes God can really use that thing to bring out the beauty in reachable. I wish I had a witness in here. But brothers and sisters, whatever you're going through, God has a way of taking the deformity out of your experience. Those things that look publicly deformed, and he will allow, amen, the deformity to produce beauty in your life. If you hang in there. Such is the discipline discovered in this discourse. When we look at verse 1 of chapter 28, we have to have a sense or some knowledge of what happened previously in 27. Yeah. Chapter 7, 27, my brothers and sisters, Paul is on a ship with 275 people. Amen. 275 people. They are prisoners heading from Jerusalem to Rome to stand before the government. Amen. And in the midst of Paul's journey, amen, on this Mediterranean Sea, my brothers and sisters, there arose a storm on the sea. Yeah. And I'm so glad this morning, amen, that God is a good God. Yeah. Because even though there is a storm on the sea, there can be a Savior on the shore. Like God can be with you on the sea and on the shore. Yeah. My brothers and sisters, an angel, God sent an angel to speak to Paul in chapter 27. When you have some times in your leisure, you can go back and read it. And God sent an angel to Paul on a sinking ship, yes, to remind Paul that he called him to do a work. Yeah. And that mission, that work, that calling, that vocation that God had on Paul's life will be interrupted, but will not be permanently destroyed. And I want to suggest to you today that when God has a calling on your life, the storms of life might rise, the hills may get high, the water may get high, the ship might sink a little bit, but God is with you. All the way. Old folks used to sing a song that he is a God that rules on sea for when the storm of life is raging. I want God to stand by.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast.
Strong all day long. 24.